Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Oh, it is gorgeous this morning. Look at all that sunshine. It's just everywhere. It is going to be sunny and 77 later today. It's 53 degrees right now. Our top story this morning. We're following breaking news. Overnight, we have learned that former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84.
After a varied and long political career, Cheney was tapped to become former President Bush's vice president from 2001 to 2009. Of course, that included the period of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Cheney played a prominent role in helping lead the administration's response.
We know that our freedom came at a very high price. We have no intention now of letting it slip away.
Cheney was also a top advisor to Bush in deciding to invade in Afghanistan and Iraq. Before becoming vice president, Cheney lived in Dallas and was the chairman and CEO of Halliburton, then headquartered in Las Colinas. His family says he died overnight due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. No funeral plans have been announced.
Winner of the Texas Broadcast News Award for Best Anchor Team. This is the KRLD Morning News.
We're looking at a slowdown heading out of the Duncanville area into Grand Prairie. I'll tell you why. Also, looking at a couple of issues through Fort Worth. Details in less than 4 minutes.
And a beautiful morning. We got some crisscrossing contrails up into the stratosphere, so check that out. And we do have some nice weather coming. We'll talk about it coming up in Traffic and Weather together on the 8th.
I'm Eric Bushman. Could Election Day be an indicator for how the midterms a year from now will look? We'll explain the possibilities.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Heather Behrens. John Little has the morning off. The partial government shutdown is now into its 35th day, and times are getting tight for federal workers who are not being paid. That includes airport TSA screeners and air traffic controllers, many of whom have apparently been calling in sick, leading to long waits at major airports, including Love Field and DFW International. And this is leading to short staffing with continued delays.
They tell me the longer the shutdown lasts, the more airport employees won't be able to afford to come into work. Lines for security stretching throughout the terminal, leaving many travelers frustrated.
But I'm probably not going to make it home on time.
You can't cut it close.
In DFW's Terminal D, travelers backed up as far as the eye could see. One of multiple security checkpoints showing a wait time of more than 20 minutes on Monday.
I've seen it a couple times where it's gotten near, you know, like 45 minutes or so to an hour.
The airport's TSA union says long lines are becoming more likely as the government shutdown drags on. They say TSA workers have gone unpaid for more than 30 days, leaving many unable to make it into work.
That's NBC5's Keenan Willard reporting from DFW Airport.
Hey, by the way, if you're looking for a way to help federal workers whose paychecks have dried up, there is a donation drive underway at Dallas Love Field. And of course, it's related to the government shutdown.
If you're in the giving mood as we get closer to the holidays, Dallas Love Field is providing passengers opportunities to donate to federal aviation employees hit hard by the government shutdown. They are asking for non-perishable food and snacks, as well as toiletries and personal care items. You can drop those off at the main info booth. That's on Herb Kelleher Way. The cell phone waiting lot from 3 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. and the MRS Admin Building on Lemon Avenue from 8 in the morning until 8 in the evening. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Well, let's see how things are shaping up at our airports. Right now at Dallas Love Field, there are 9 delays, no cancellations. Moving over to DFW Airport, just refreshing it right now, there are 15 delays and 2 cancellations.
707 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Today is Election Day, and it could be a good indicator of what to expect in next year's midterms, both nationally and locally.
Nationally, there are 2 gubernatorial races that will be decided in New Jersey and Virginia. SMU political science professor Dr. Cal Gilson says as of now, the Democrats are favored in both those elections. But again, that is as of now.
If that doesn't happen, that'll be the story. For example, if Jack Cittarelli, the Republican in New Jersey, should pull out a win, that would be a big story and a hard day for the Democrats.
In Texas, there is a special election covering a Texas Senate seat out of Tarrant County. Most everyone else will see several propositions on the ballot. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There are also 17 constitutional amendments on the ballot today. If you want to see all 17 so you know what to expect when you walk into the voters' booth, just go to KRLD.com.
Now, the top 3 things you need to know.
Breaking news, former vice president and Dallas resident Dick Cheney has died. He was considered by many political observers to be the most politically active and influential vice president in U.S. history. Cheney was 84. Dallas city leaders are weighing whether to repair or demolish City Hall as cost estimates now have soared past $500 million over the next decade. Dallas Cowboys fall to 3-5-1 after losing their Monday night football game to the Arizona Cardinals 27-17. Dallas managed just 1 offensive touchdown. The boys have a bye next week and return for Monday night football again on November 17th in Las Vegas to take on the 2-6 Raiders.
Hear the top 3 things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 K.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
RLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you for joining us here on the KRLD Morning News. This portion brought to you by the on-time experts at 722. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Heather Behrens. A third teacher in the Salina ISD is facing allegations of questionable behavior and has been removed from the classroom.
Salina ISD sent out a message to parents saying that they've put wrestling coach Neil Phillips on administrative leave after information was posted online last week about inappropriate conduct while Phillips was employed with the Melissa School District. Salina principal John Burdett sent out a message saying a full investigation is underway. Law enforcement and the Texas Education Agency both have been notified. In Burdett's social media post, he said Phillips was hired to teach and coach, and when hired, there was nothing in his background to indicate any prior issues during his time in the Melissa School District. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Phillips' leave follows the arrest of Caleb Elliott, who was accused of secretly filming boys in a middle school locker room, and the arrest of middle school teacher Jania Walder, who was arrested for child endangerment, accused of being intoxicated on campus.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Look, we never expect too much out of Tuesdays. But we're not getting it. We're getting it less than we normally expect. It's like everybody woke up in a bad mood today. And I mean everybody. I'm seeing selling around the globe. Overnight, the Japanese market was down 1.75%. We had big sell-offs in Hong Kong and Shanghai. I'm looking right now at Germany down 1.25%. France is down 1%. And you know where I'm going. It looks like the Dow is going to open down 274 points. Now, if it's any consolation, when I started looking at this a couple of hours ago, this thing was pointing lower by 400. The NASDAQ, no recovery there. It still looks down the 358 points it has most of the day, and the S&P average would be down 17. And it keeps going. Gold's down $14 today. Bitcoin is at a four-month low. It's down another $2,700 a piece. And interest rates are lower, so they are putting money in bonds right now, but it's like nothing is working. It's everybody out of the water. This happens sometimes. And we can look around and add excuses. We'll find one or two, I'm sure. Palantir, which is this big company, it's been up 370% in the last year, reported earnings after the close. The earnings were great. Revenues were better than expected. They're guiding the street lower. Initially, the stock went up. Now it's falling on its face. It's down about 8% right now, and it seems to be dragging a lot of other stocks along with it. So we're going to be watching this market very closely today. Let me tell you something else we're going to watch. We're going to watch Yum Brands. You know, Yum Brands is announcing this morning they're going to review, quote, strategic options for a Plano-based Pizza Hut. Now, Yum Brands owns Pizza Hut and KFC and Taco Bell, and has for years and years. But Pizza Hut has really been losing market share to competitors. Their market share was over 22% 3 years ago. It's down to less than 19% right now. I'm thinking those weight loss drugs probably have something to do with it. But that would be a big blow to Plano-based Pizza Hut, and maybe to Plano, too. We'll watch that one. Crude's down 87 cents, $60.18. Gold's down $18.30. 10-year rates are down to 4.1%. Right now, the industrials average looks down 260. The NASDAQ down 350. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Henceforth, David, I pledge to eat more pizza.
And avoid Tuesdays.
727 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. This portion of the news brought to you by Blunell Roofing.
You can eat pizza on a Tuesday. Why not? The Cowboys lose another one, handing the Cardinals a 27-17 win at AT&T Stadium last night. For the second week in a row, the offense struggled. The first drive looked promising, moving inside the 10, but Dallas failed to score on the first three plays and went backwards on the fourth.
Fourth and goal. They got denied last week in Denver, had to settle for a field goal. They don't want to do that tonight. Prescott in trouble, and down he goes. That's Sweat.
Dak had a tough night, going 24 for 39 with one touchdown and one pick. Not up to his own standards.
Disappointing, very frustrating. Knowing that you're better than that and going out there and not putting a performance close to your standard or even the expectations or what you thought you could do and expected to do against this team, and credit to those guys.
The loss drops the Cowboys' record to 3-5-1, but at least they now have their bye week. And with the trade deadline arriving this afternoon, the players hope the rest and possible reinforcements will help over the second half of the season.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.